This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
With Ian Johnson in Bonn. France and Syrian activists have demanded that 50 Arab League observers who've just flown to Syria go immediately to its central town of Homs, where residents say government forces killed 23 people during shelling on Monday. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Homs suburb of Baba Amir is besieged by forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Tensions have grown since a double suicide bombing of state security buildings in Damascus last Friday that killed 44 people. A spokesman for the Arab League mission, Mohammed Salim El-Mekhavi, said since Assad's government had signed an Arab League plan last week, its conditions were now binding, including unhindered access for observers.
Since the Syrian government has signed the protocol, it is now bound by several points, such as providing security for the observers, allowing them to freely roam the streets, visit prisons, and to meet with the opposition.
Syrian officials have not commented on the violence in Homs, but state television has shown other areas of the city apparently peaceful. The European Union and Pope Benedict XVI have condemned the Christmas Day bomb attacks in Nigeria, mainly on churches that claimed at least 40 lives. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton said the EU stood behind Nigerian authorities in their role of protecting vulnerable citizens. The Pope, during a public address at the Vatican, said he was profoundly saddened and stressed that reconciliation was the only way to sustain peace in Nigeria. Police say they are checking claims that the Boko Haram Islamist sect might have been behind the attacks. In Baghdad, a suicide attacker has detonated a car packed with explosives at the Interior Ministry compound, killing 5 people and wounding nearly 40 others. The blast follows a series of bomb attacks across the Iraqi capital last Thursday that killed 60 people. The carnage coincides with a continuing political standoff between Premier Nouri al-Maliki, who heads Iraq's Shiite-led power-sharing government, and top politicians of Iraq's Sunni minority, and comes a week after US troops completed their pullout. In the small West African state of Guinea-Bissau, mutinous soldiers have attacked the army headquarters. Diplomats quoted by Reuters say Prime Minister Carlos Gomes Jr. took refuge in Angola's embassy in Bissau, the capital. Soldiers quoted by AFP say the mutineers had demanded a pay rise, which had only been granted to a handful of the military. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Reclusive North Korea has allowed a private South Korean delegation to visit Pyongyang, where its members met the new ruler Kim Jong-un and paid respects to his late father Kim Jong-il, who died last week. Jong-un, who's in his late 20s and is largely untested as a leader, has been named as the head of the Central Committee by North Korea's ruling party newspaper. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda has made a brief visit to Beijing for talks with China's President Hu Jintao as worries prevail over nuclear-armed North Korea. China was the closest ally of the regime of the late Kim Jong-il, while Japan had few ties with Pyongyang. The Xinhua news agency says President Hu told Noda that China was ready to make what he called joint efforts with all relevant parties to maintain peace on the Korean Peninsula. A preliminary report by an independent committee into Japan's Fukushima nuclear accident has accused the power plant's operator TEPCO and Japanese authorities of responding in confusion and grossly underestimating the risks beforehand. The panel, chaired by engineering professor Yotaro Hatamura, says Japan's regulating agency was unprepared for the scenario that unfolded in March when the power station was struck by a massive earthquake and then tsunami waves. And 7 years after the earthquake-induced tsunami waves devastated coastal regions of South Asia and the Indian Ocean, remembrance ceremonies have been held for the estimated 230,000 people killed in 2004. In Aceh, the Indonesian peninsula overwhelmed by waves, surviving children planted paper flowers containing messages of hope. And the veteran Chinese human rights activist Shen Shi has been jailed for 10 years for alleged subversion of state power. And for more news and information, please go to our website at dwworld.de. Ian Johnson, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.